What the hell? Oh my god, baby. Hey, hey, don't move. Don't try to get up. Just stay right there. What happened? Why is no one doing anything? You've been lying here this whole time and nobody noticed? Are you kidding me? All of you? Someone collapses at their desk in front of you and you're all pretending nothing happened? Unbelievable. Baby, can you hear me? Look at me. Good, you're awake. Barely. You scared the hell out of me. Don't argue. I don't care what you were doing. You fainted at work. That's not normal. That's not fine. That's your body waving a giant red flag saying, enough. No, I don't need help from any of you. You all had your chance to notice when they were slumped over like this. I'll handle it. Just move. Give us space. Hey, focus on my voice. You're clammy. You're shaking. How long have you been working without eating? Of course you didn't have lunch. And you probably skipped breakfast too, didn't you? Baby, I'm serious. Don't try to smile at me like it's some joke. You scared me half to death. Here, drink this. Slowly. Just small sips, all right? Good job. You've been running yourself into the ground. I warned you this would happen. I told you if you keep staying late, skipping meals, pushing through the exhaustion, your body would give out eventually. And now it has. I don't care what deadlines you had. Nothing, nothing is worth me finding you collapsed on the floor. Do you know what went through my head when I got that call from you? That my entire world might stop because you didn't take care of yourself. That I might have lost you to something as stupid as overworking. I'm not mad at you, baby. I'm mad at this place. They sit here watching you burn yourself out, and not one of them thought, hey, looks like someone needs to rest. It makes me sick. You're done here for today. No arguments. You're coming home with me right now. Yes, I know you want to finish what you were working on. No. That can wait. If you so much as try to stand and walk back to your desk, I'll carry you out of here myself and embarrass you in front of everyone. Try me. Look at you. Pale, exhausted, like you've been through a war, and you still think you're supposed to just push through? Not on my watch. Baby, I love you too much to let you keep doing this to yourself. You don't have to prove anything to anyone. Not to me, not to your boss, not to these co-workers who clearly don't give a damn. You're mine. And I take care of what's mine. That means making sure you eat, that you sleep, that you don't wind up collapsed on some cold office floor again. So, here's what's going to happen. You're going to lean on me while we walk out. We'll go straight home. I'll make you something real to eat.
Yes, with actual vegetables.
You're going to shower, lie down, and rest. I'll sit right there next to you, making sure you don't move a muscle until you're better. And if you ever scare me like this again, if you ever push yourself so far that your body gives out in front of me, we're going to have some words. Serious ones. Because I can't watch you destroy yourself. All right. I've got you. Put your arm around me. Easy. There you go. One step at a time. Ignore them staring. They didn't care enough to help. They don't get to comment now. You've got me, and that's all you need. God, I'm still shaking, you know? You collapsing like that. I've never felt fear hit me that hard. I don't ever want to feel that again. So, promise me. No, don't just nod. Say it. Promise me you'll stop pushing yourself past your limits. Promise me you'll let me take care of you when you need it. Good. Thank you. Now, come on. Let's get you home. Work can wait. Your health can't. And you, my stubborn, overworked idiot, you belong safe in bed with me making sure you're okay. That's final.